And now for something completely different.
Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Here I come to save the day.
SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to SEP. This past week, Donald Trump placed some of the blame for current gun attacks on youth violence online, in movies, and in video games. He then suggested a rating system for movies and video games. He's also planning executive orders to phase out 8-track tapes, stop manufacturing of the Edsel, remove all photomats from store parking lots, and cancel the Ed Sullivan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Hashtag, he's dumb in places. Most people ain't even got places. The school security officer who didn't enter the Florida school during the shooting has resigned and retired. Political Tourette's syndrome sufferer Donald Trump immediately tweeted that the guy was a coward and didn't love the children. The officer is going to have to live with what he's done or didn't do. Savage reprisals from idiots don't accomplish anything except making this country look more petty than it already appears these days, and that's saying a lot. Three thoughts. Glass houses, there but for the grace, and shut the fuck up. House Bill 839 would require every public school in Florida to display, quote, in a conspicuous place, unquote, the state motto, In God We Trust. House members passed that legislation 97 to 10. You know, when you can't fix the things that need fixing, you go looking for things you can fix, whether they need fixing or not, so that you can say, hey, look, what we fixed. It's the political equivalent of busy work.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Well, here's this week's good thing.
It's good. It's real good.
At least parents can still truthfully tell their kids that in this great nation, anyone can grow up to be president. Anyone. Anyone. Literally. Anyone. Hashtag, whether you're black, white, male, female, or a cinder block.
Thick as a brick.
Time for a salty language moment.
Potty mouth, oochie wally, bang, bang, then I'm out.
Got a potty mouth.
Good night, nurse people. Donald Trump doesn't want to arm the damn teachers. His fucking fan club wants to arm the damn teachers. And whatever the fan club wants, the fan club gets. Hashtag, they call him the panderer. He's the panderer. Time for a little highbrow. Let's visit the culture corner. There's a Prince-inspired cookbook coming this spring. Anything for a buck, I guess. Trying to get in the spirit of it, though, I tried out a couple of the recipes. The raspberry beret is a little too chewy, frankly. And there's something that they're calling the darling sticky. Trust me, you don't want to know why.
I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste?
Whether it's denigrating immigrants, arming teachers, whatever, we were told by supporters early on that Donald Trump would rise to the occasion and be presidential. Donald Trump is a bag of rocks, and a bag of rocks can't rise to anything. The only legal way to shut him down is to make him irrelevant. And the way to do that is to take back the House and the Senate and render him impotent. There have never been two more important elections in the history of this nation than the next two elections coming up. Decisions are made by people who show up. Hashtag 2018, 2020, show up and end it.
This is SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
As I've told you before, in a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Delaney Tarr is a 17-year-old senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. She aspires to be a journalist, and she spends part of each school day wandering the halls doing interviews. In the weeks before the shooting, on Valentine's Day, she and her mother had discussed what to do if there was an attack while she was in the hallways. Teachers had warned her that they would lock classroom doors and she'd be unable to get inside. At the time, it felt like a far-fetched scenario, and they tossed around some unusual solutions. Should she hide in a garbage can or maybe in the bathroom? There's no lock on the door, you'd be a sitting duck, her mom recalled telling her. They ultimately decided that Delaney should carry her car keys everywhere, and if shots were fired when she was in a hallway, she would go to her car and crouch down in the hatchback. When the shooting began on February 14th, Delaney was in her journalism class, a room outfitted with a large closet to store equipment, and she and her classmates piled inside. She texted her mother that she was keeping other students calm. Delaney came home a wreck, slept little that night after the shooting, and then attended vigils the following day. She banded with students from the school's politics club, birthing a campaign for stronger gun restrictions, creating the hashtag, #NeverAgain, and spawning walkouts in high schools across the country. As the requests for interviews rolled in, her mother pressed her to make sure she was okay. Did she need grief counseling or a break? She replied, "I'm at anger mode. I'm past the sadness." Before Wednesday, Delaney said she was stressed about all the things that would normally preoccupy a high-octane student, putting together restaurant reviews for the school newspaper, assembling a portfolio for the school's literary magazine, trying to choose the perfect prom dress. Now, she's written an editorial for Teen Vogue, appeared on CNN, ABC. She flew from New York City to a rally in Tallahassee at the state capitol and back to Broward County to participate in the town hall hosted by CNN. This week she'll go back to school, but she says she will continue her advocacy for common sense gun reform, including raising the minimum age to purchase firearms and implementing more robust background checks. She says, "This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This is something we have to keep working on for months, for years even." Remember her name, Delaney Tarr, and enjoy what she had to say in Tallahassee this past week.
This movement created by students, led by students, is based in emotion. It is based in passion, and it is based in pain. The only reason that we've gotten so far is because we are not afraid of losing money. We are not afraid of getting reelected or not getting reelected. We have nothing to lose. The only thing we have to gain at this point is our safety. We are not here to be patted on the back. We are not here to be told that we're great, that we're doing so much, because we know what we're doing, and we're doing it for a reason. We're doing it so that our legislators, so that our lawmakers will make a change, so that they will take us seriously, so that they will not dismiss us any longer, so they won't reschedule, so they won't push us into another room as they dance around our questions. Because we came here prepared, and we're going to come to every single meeting with every single legislator prepared. We know what we want. We want gun reform. We want common sense gun laws. We want stronger mental health checks and background checks to work in conjunction. We want a better age limit. We want privatized selling to be completely reformed so you can't just walk into a building with $130 and walk out with an AR-15. We've had enough of thoughts and prayers. We've had enough of, "We're in your consideration. We're going to think about it. We're going to tell you how we feel because we support you so much," because we know that that is not true. If you supported us, you would have made a change long ago, and you would be making change now. So this is to every lawmaker out there. No longer can you take money from the NRA. No longer can you fly under the radar doing whatever it is that you want to do, because we are coming after you. We are coming after every single one of you and demanding that you take action, demanding that you make a change. Thank you.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Till next time, be safe.
SEP.